American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Anti-Israel protests continue on college campuses. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton appeared on Fox News to give his thoughts.
These encampments didn't just spring up spontaneously, and it looks to me like they've got some pretty expensive camping equipment out there as well. I think it's worth asking, who's funding these organizations violating the law? Is it left-wing activist groups? Is it foreign governments? The Department of Justice should get to the bottom of it.
The protests have pitted students against one another, with anti-Israel students demanding that their schools condemn Israel's assault on Gaza and divest from companies that sell weapons to Israel. President Biden was campaigning on abortion in Tampa, Florida today, saying women's reproductive freedom has been under attack ever since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, an event he blames on his predecessor.
He says it's up to the states, and this is all about states' rights. But he's wrong. The Supreme Court was wrong. It should be a constitutional right in the federal Constitution, a federal right.
Former President Trump says he won't sign a nationwide abortion ban if reelected in November. And Donald Trump's New York hush money trial continues. Fox's Nate Foy reports.
The state's first witness, former American Media CEO and President David Pecker, testified about his efforts, along with former President Trump's old lawyer, Michael Cohen, to suppress damaging stories about Trump leading up to the 2016 presidential election and publishing negative stories about Trump's opponents. Pecker testified that he made a secret agreement in 2015 to alert Trump's former lawyer, Cohen, of negative stories about Trump, while Cohen would then work to kill those stories. Pecker answered questions about suppressing stories from former Playboy model Karen McDougal and a false story from a Trump Tower doorman. While leaving court, Trump criticized the court's gag order, which the DA's office claims he's violated at least 10 times.
Trump denies the allegations, calling the case election interference. The Justice Department is paying $138.7 million to settle more than 100 claims that it badly mishandled allegations of sexual assault against Larry Nassar in 2015 and 2016. It was a critical time gap that allowed the sports doctor to allegedly continue preying on victims before his arrest. Nassar worked at Michigan State University and at USA Gymnastics. An immigration reform organization says cutting the budget from public safety to pay for illegal aliens is only going to exacerbate the crime issue in cities like Denver. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
Denver has become a popular destination for the illegal alien invasion, and the Democrats who control the city have responded by allocating nearly $46 million to fund what Mayor Mike Johnson calls newcomers in 2024. But to pay for the skyrocketing number of illegals, the city has slashed nearly $8.5 million from the police budget. The city's fire department will also have its budget slashed by $2.5 million. In both cases, the savings will come from not filling open positions. Ira Melman is media director for the Federation for American Immigration Reform.
Crime is an issue everywhere in the country. Police departments are stretched to the limits. They very often have trouble filling vacancies. And this is just going to exacerbate the problem. And the reason that they're doing it is because they are going to be diverting money away from law enforcement and protecting the citizens of Denver to providing all sorts of benefits and services to people who are there illegally. So cities keep doing this, and Denver's not the only one, but it just seems to be spreading across the country.
And Melman expects many voters will take out their frustrations at the ballot box.
All across the country, law and order is a key issue. People are seeing all kinds of havoc being wreaked on their communities. And the idea that we should be abolishing police or defunding police or transferring money away from the police to other services, especially when it comes to dealing with illegal immigration, is not one that goes over well with voters.
I'm Chad Groening.
On Wall Street, stocks were up today. The Dow was up 263, the S&P 59, and the NASDAQ 245. Find more news online at AFN.net. We appreciate your listening. For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton.